I think we ought to find some shade and wait out the rest of the afternoon. It's getting on toward hot as hell o'clock.
You're right. Where do you suggest we find that shade?
He waved a hand at the barren hills surrounding the sandy-bottomed draw where they rode. The only colors in sight were brown and tan and red. Not a bit of green. Not even a cactus. Scratch rasped the thumbnail along his jawline and shrugged.
Yeah, that might be a little hard to do. Could be a cave or something up in those hills, though. Even a little overhang would give us some shade.
I guess it'd be worth taking a look.
They had just reached the slope of a nearby hill when both men heard a familiar sound. A series of shots ripped through the hot, still air. The popping of revolvers was interspersed with the dull boom of a shotgun. Bo and Scratch reined in sharply and looked at each other.
That sounds like trouble. We gonna turn around and go the other way?
What do you think?
The two drifters from Texas dug their boot heels into their horses' sides and galloped up the hill. The shots were coming from somewhere on the other side. Bo was riding a mouse-colored dun with a darker stripe down its back, an ugly horse with more speed and sand than was evident from its appearance. Scratch was mounted on a big, handsome bay that was somewhat dandified, like its rider. Both horses were strong and took the slope without much trouble. Within moments, as the shots continued to ring out, Bo and Scratch crested the top of the hill and saw what was on the other side. The rocky slope led down to a broad flat, crossed in the distance to the west by a meandering line of washed-out green that marked the course of a stream. A dusty road ran from the east toward that creek, and along that road, bouncing and careening from its excessive speed, rolled a stagecoach. The driver had whipped his six-horse hitch to a hard gallop, and for good reason. Thundering along about 50 yards behind the stagecoach were 8 or 10 men on horseback, throwing lead at the coach. The two drifters brought their mounts to a halt at the top of the hill as their eyes instantly took in the scene. Even in the bright sunlight, Bo and Scratch could see spurts of flame from the gun muzzles. A cloud of powder smoke trailed after the pursuing riders. As if the circumstances of the chase weren't enough to convince Bo and Scratch that the men on horseback were up to no good, the fact that they had bandanas tied across the lower halves of their faces to serve as crude masks confirmed that they were outlaws bent on holding up the stage. Scratch reached for his Winchester, which stuck up from a sheath strapped to his saddle. Bo pulled his own rifle from its saddle boot. He levered a round into the Winchester's firing chamber and smoothly brought the weapon to his shoulder.
We taking cards in this game?
I reckon. Since we don't know the details, might be better if we tried not to kill anybody.
I figured you'd say that.
The two of them opened fire, cranking off several shots as fast as they could work the levers on the rifles. The bullets slammed into the road in front of the masked riders, kicking up gouts of dust. The men were moving so fast, it was hard to keep the shots in front of them. And one of the bullets fired by the Texans burned the shoulder of a man's mount and made the horse jump. That got the outlaws' attention. They reined in briefly as Bo and Scratch stopped shooting. It was their hope that the masked men would turn around and go the other way, but that wasn't what happened. Instead, the gang of desperados split up. Three of them dismounted, dragging rifles from their horses as they did so, and bellied down behind some rocks. The other seven took off again after the stagecoach.
Well, hell, that didn't work. We should have killed a couple of them.
Come on. They're gonna try to pin us down here.
Sure enough, the three men who had been left behind by the rest of the gang opened fire then. Bullets whined around the heads of the Texans like angry bees.
Damn it to hell.
They heeled their horses into a run again, following the crest of the hill as it curved to the west. The outlaws continued firing at them, but none of the bullets came close now. The hill petered out after about 300 yards. Bo and Scratch started downslope again, angling toward the wide flats and the road that ran through them. They glanced over their shoulders and saw that the three men who had tried to neutralize the threat from them had mounted up again and were now fogging it after the rest of the gang, which had carried on with its pursuit of the stagecoach. In fact, the outlaws had cut the gap to about 20 yards, and from the way one of the men on the driver's box was swaying back and forth and clutching his shoulder, he looked like he was wounded. The other man, who was handling the reins, looked back and appeared to be slowing the team.
He's gonna stop and give up! Those Owl Hoots got their blood up! They're liable to kill everybody on that coach!
They might at that! We won't hold back this time!
Bo had rammed his Winchester back in the saddle boot. Now he unleathered the walnut-butted Colt on his hip.
Yee-haw! Now you're talking!
Scratch drew one of the long-barreled, ivory-handled 36-caliber Remington revolvers that he carried. Both men opened fire as they veered toward the road. The hurricane deck of a galloping horse wasn't the best platform for accurate marksmanship, but Bo and Scratchit had plenty of experience in running gun battles like this. Their flank attack was effective. A couple of the outlaws were jolted by the impact of the drifter's slugs and had to grab for the horn to keep from tumbling out of the saddle. Despite having a heavy advantage in numbers, the masked outlaws began to peel sharply away from the road. They threw a few shots at Bo and Scratch, but didn't put much effort into it. The Texans slowed their horses as the would-be robbers abandoned the chase, picked up the three stragglers, and galloped off to the east.
We going after them?
Have you gone loco? With 5-1 odds against us? I plan on thanking my lucky stars as they decided it wasn't worth it to rob that stagecoach after all.
Yeah, we winged at least a couple of them because I saw the varmints jump.
Yeah, I did too. Let's go see how bad that fella on the stage is hurt.
Bo inclined his head toward the coach, which had rocked to a halt by now, with thinning swirls of road dust rising around it.